Amen.
Let's pray.
Lord Almighty, we are so grateful for this opportunity that you've given to us to hear from you. We are welcoming the presence of the Holy Spirit to fill us from the beginning to the end of this sermon. Take control in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray this. Amen. Good morning, church. We thank God for inviting us in His temple this morning. Today, we are launching the Baptism Week at Sebeka Gomaville Parish. This week that will be closed next Sunday, that is June 19th, 2022, where 38 people will be baptized. So we thank God for He's going to add a big number of new church members in Gomaville. We thank all Christians for involving in evangelization for these people that they may join the body of Christ. The topic for this week is about the first commandment of God. You shall have any other God to add me. You shall have any other gods before me. So we'll explore this topic during the week in a seminar that is starting from tomorrow to Friday from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. And this topic will be concluded next Sunday. Notice that this seminar will be taking place in French. So today I'm just introducing this topic and it will be concluded next Sunday. But today we focus on a question. What does it mean to have no other God before the true God or Jehovah? What does it mean for us to have no other gods before God? Let me say the true God. It sounds a little bit tricky or surprised to discuss about the oneness of God in a Christian gathering that are supposed to have only one God. In fact, the oneness of God is not about doctrine. It's about the way people are connecting to this God. The way you connect to someone define or determine your relation with him. So our Bible reading today is in Deuteronomy chapter 5 from 6 to 7. Deuteronomy chapter 5 from 6 to 7. Would you like to read Deuteronomy chapter 5 from 6 to 7? The Bible says, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Verse 8 says, you shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or the earth beneath or in the waters below. That is the word of God. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, the main question for us is this. What does it mean for us Christian, for me pastor, for you evangelist, for you usher, for you member of the media team, for you doctor, for you deacon, for you single, for you married, for you students, for you workers, teacher, merchant, in employment, family without kids, for Congolese, for international? What does this mean for you to have only one God, or to do have any other God than Jehovah? You know, brothers and sisters, that God knows that the heart of human being is usually turned to idolatry. That is why he gave to Israel this commandment that he would not have any other God so that he may be destroyed by the King of Kings, let me say by God. I've just only selected four ideas about what does it mean to have any other God before the true God or Jehovah. For us to have only one God means that we must not trust and believe in any other God than Jehovah, the true God. Let me come back again. We must not trust and believe in any other gods than in Jehovah, the true God. So, you know, as Christian, the way we connect to Christ define how we believe and how we trust in him. You know, I've only a challenge that I want to share with you. I want to give an example. Let me choose Brother Muhindo. He's not around. Let me take Brother Emery. Brother Emery promised to someone to give him a phone, a smartphone, at the end of this month. The same way God promises to someone to give him the phone at the end of this month. To whom will you trust much? Are we together? Brother Emery promises you to give you a smartphone at the end of this month. And God also come and tell, I promise you a smartphone at the end of this month. To whom will you much trust? Is anyone having an answer? Probably we will believe and trust in Brother Emery than in God. You are not responding. Why, please? The way we are created as human beings is that we want to trust to someone that we are seeing. Someone who is our close neighbor. Someone that we know that he can do something. And God is just condemning Christians saying, no, we should stop. Believe in me, trust in me, than trusting in people. I want to give you another example. And this I found during the M23 war. People in Bukavu wrote a poster where they wrote, Putin, come and help us to fight against M23. This shows that these people believed much in Vladimir Putin than in God. That's how we are as Christians. Let me give another challenge. You are sick of diabetes, and God asks you to mix honey to lemon juice. And a doctor, a specialist doctor in diabetes healing, he just asks you to take onions and milk. To whom will you trust much? God asks you to take honey, mix it to lemon juice. And the doctor asks you to take onions and milk. To whom will you trust much? We are not responding, but I know that you must trust much in this specialist than in God. That's how we are. And the Lord is condemning our way of connecting to him, saying we should only believe in God. We should only trust in God and connect to him. That is what the Lord is calling to have only one God. The second idea. To have only one God means for us that we must not depend on any other gods than in Jehovah, the true God. To depend only on our God, Jehovah, the true God. In our daily life, we have five domains in which sometimes we are so tempted to depend on man than in God. The first domain is the financial domain. When you have a financial need, or a financial issue, to whom you go first for solution. Sometimes we go to the bank, job, or our friends without even asking God a permission to go where, or can we take credit, for example. You know, in this financial issue, when people are just having a need, the first people to whom they just go looking for solution is not for God. Sometimes to the bank, the job, to friends, and any other people. So this shows that in financial needs, sometimes as Christian, many people do not go first to God, because if they go first to God, this shows that they depend on him. So the Lord is just asking us to depend on him in the financial way. You know, when you have your first salary, to whom or what is your first expense? Sometimes it's food, it's drink. That is our priority. The Lord is asking us to go first for tithing him. That should be the first priority. The second domain in which people want to depend much in man than in God is the motivation domain. For example, for which purpose do you do something? For what are you doing this today? Are you doing it for which purpose? God is asking us to do everything only for his glory. Unfortunately, many people, when they are doing something, the high and deep motivation is not for God's purpose. Sometimes it's for their own purposes, and that shows that we are not depending on God. The third domain in which people depend much in man than in God, it's in our relationship, the way we make our choices of friends. I want to challenge you this morning, telling you, for example, God shows you a fiancé, and your uncle also shows you a fiancé. To whom will you trust much? You will trust probably in your uncle's way than in God. So in our relationships, we want also and we need, please, to depend on God than depending on man. The other domain, it's in our program or in our projects or plans domain. Sometimes we do not associate God in our project. We can design a project, a plan, but it's very difficult for us to ask God for guidance. And sometimes we depend on our thought. We trust much on our thoughts. Unfortunately, God is seeing everything and says, you are not depending on me. You are depending on your thought. You should please depend on me in every plan that you are designing, and you will succeed. For example, you want to be married, but few people ask God for guidance in choosing their fiancés. That means we are people that depend much in people than in God. And the Lord is contending this in this first commandment, saying, you should have any other God than me. And the last domain, it's where we have problems. Sometimes when we have problems, we turn first to people than in men. When you are sick, to whom are you turning the first? In the pharmacy, at the hospital, but not in God. But when it's about a complicated case, for example, a cancer, people call God because they know that this is complicated. We should stop, please, brothers and sisters, depending on God when we have a problem. Even a problem that we knew that we can face it, we should depend on God. I liked so much David. David, in the Bible, before going for fighting someone, he used to ask God the permission. God, would you like to guide me? Even though he's able to fight these people, he used to ask God the permission because he was depending on him and only in God. So as Christians, we should change our way of connecting to God. We should depend in him in the domain of problems, in the projects, in our relationships. We will also depend on God in our motivation, but so in our financial issues. What means to have only one God? We must not worship a variety of gods, just will only worship Jehovah, the true God alone. Worship means to love God with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds. And that's what the Lord just wanted to us. Matthew chapter 22, 37, the Bible says, we should love God, only God, with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind. Sometimes people used to worship or express their love to things or to people than worshiping God. The Lord is just asking us this morning to just only worship him, only worshiping him, just to put him to the first place, the number one and the only one God in whom we will just believe and trust. The last idea, it's about what means to be connected to God, or let me say, what means to have only one God? It means to live according to his way. That's the five idea. Because we are set apart, we should not mix idolatry and God's belief. We should only have the only one God into whom we are confessing. Christians should not mix witchcraft for protection and God for other protection. No, we should only believe in God himself, only him alone. God just wants us to believe in him and do not compare him to other gods. We should stand firm and do not imitate believers that are not in the true way. We should only believe in only one God. And that's what the Lord is just asking us this morning, saying, you should believe only in me, only one God, no two gods. The Bible says on verse 7, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. Verse 6 says, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. So for us as Christians, in order to believe in the only one God, we have to remember, where are we coming back? Where are you coming from? We have come from a slavery land. We are coming from the sin issue. And then we should connect only to God. Why is it so important for us to have only one God? Because there is no other God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man of Christ, Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. That is in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. So, brothers and sisters, the way we are connecting to God defined how much we depend on him. And this morning, the Lord is asking us that we should have only one God. That means for us as Christians, the idea number one, that we should trust and believe only in one God, not believing in other gods. The second idea is that we must not depend on any other gods than in Jehovah. And the first idea is that we must not worship a variety of gods. We should only worship Jehovah, the true God. And finally, the Bible says that we should live according to the way of God. That is in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The Lord is just asking us to only believe in him, not in any other gods that will define our identity. Let's read for concluding this verse 11. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuse his name. Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. So at the end of this text, brothers and sisters, the Lord is just asking us that we should believe only in him and depend on him. That's the word of God. May God bless his word. Amen.